Regular segment I learn a lot from, thanks to those with Grand Valley Seidman College of Business, talking business and more, an upcoming event we want to talk about, a couple of those involved in the House to talk about what they do, and to tease of Jadeeb Matwani, chair of the management department at Grand Valley State University. Jadeeb, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for being here. You're along to your right, Mike Joseph, director of business development from Lean Logistics from Holland. How was the drive-in?
It was a pleasant drive-in, Shelley. Good morning.
Oh, that's a good answer. Did you slip and slide?
I left after all the traffic issues this morning. So.
Thank goodness for the 10:30 radio interview. Jadeeb, tell us more about how you spend your day as chair.
Well, there's not ever a single day which I would say is consistent, but usually I spend about 25% in meetings, you know, planning curriculum changes, planning, you know, improvements, business processes. About 25 to 30% dealing with departmental issues, 10-15% with faculty members, and the rest with students. So that would be a typical day.
Yes. And Lean Logistics, located in Holland. I know you're very involved with the upcoming Shaping the Next Decade in Supply Chain. Have you been in the business long, Mike Joseph?
I have. I've been in the supply chain business for about 25 years now. I've been at Lean for almost 13. We're a 15-year-old technology company headquartered here in West Michigan. And part of our typical day, I guess, is partnering with gentlemen like Jadeeb and organizations like Grand Valley State University, and is for our upcoming event that you mentioned with the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals. So part of our typical day is helping pull supply chain professionals together in networking events like the one we have coming up.
Awesome. We'll talk about that. Mark your calendars for February 17th that morning, where you do invite your guests to attend Shaping the Next Decade in Supply Chain. Before we get the details, can I ask you, what is a supply chain and why is it important?
Supply chain is basically the way we have designed our program. It covers the entire supply chain from procurement to operations to logistics. So several programs focus only on the logistics or the operation, but we look at the entire supply chain from the time you purchase the product all the way till the product is disposed.
Yes. So bringing Grand Valley into the conversation, how has the supply chain department grown at GVSU over the years? How is it beneficial to students who want a career in this?
Yeah, I think it's one of the upcoming programs and growing. We have close to 250 majors now. We started about 5 years ago. Prior to that, we had two separate programs, which we currently do have. One is an operations management and a logistics. And operations was hosted by the management department. Logistics was hosted by the marketing department. We thought, why not integrate the two and make it a real value-added program for our students?
I trust, Mike, supply chain, that term comes up in your line of work as well?
It does. And 20 years ago, everybody called it transportation, and then UPS coined the phrase logistics with their iHeart Logistics TV commercials that everybody's familiar with, even those that aren't in the profession. And supply chain today definitely has a much more of an integrated approach for all businesses, whether you're a retailer or a manufacturer.
And supply chain could, you know, in certain companies, the total cost of operation supply chain constitutes 60 to 70% of the total cost. For example, Starbucks, you know, you have a cup of coffee, and the cup of coffee is integrated from 17 different countries get involved in that cup of coffee, you know.
That's why I learned so much on this segment. Hey, let's go back to the students, if we could. What are some ways that the students are making industry contacts if they want to, say, intern or start a career in supply chain?
See, our program is very focused on the apply-do concepts. So we do a lot of application-related concepts. In curriculum, it's more case studies, but we have real projects. We have a consulting class where our students work with as consultants for a corporation. In addition, we have a mentorship program, and we also have our careers in management internship program. So there are lots of avenues, and we want to make sure our goal is to become the best undergraduate program in Michigan, and we have another 5 years to go, but we are building all the blocks. We have a great advisory board, which comprise of about 14 major corporations, and these are VPs and directors. Lean Logistics is one of our strategic sponsors and corporate partners. So we are building that relationship with the business community, providing exposure to our students to the business community, and doing everything possible so that when our students leave, they at least have a couple of internships, a mentorship, and at least know a few company corporate executives one-on-one basis, you know.
Awesome. I want to focus, maybe you can bring your comment here as well, Mike. Why the focus on supply chain leadership, I guess, for the future? This term is here to stay?
It is, and if you look at the maturity of supply chain management within companies, that it is still a maturing management process. So it is, with the globalization of our economy over the last number of years, understanding global supply chains is just as important as understanding the local supply chain. And we do that with partners like Grand Valley. If you look at the board members that are on our Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals group, they come from C.H. Robinson, Amway, LlamaSoft, Supply Chain Solutions, Hayworth. So we have a good representation from local businesses where supply chain is a core competency that they need leaders in that realm to help run their business. So that's why groups like the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals, to try and pull together the industry leaders with the students, with our academic partners.
CSCMP. Let's talk about this event that's coming up in February. What is it, and who should participate?
Well, if you look at the audience who has registered so far on the morning of February 17th down here downtown at Grand Valley State University, about 20% of the audience are faculty and students from Grand Valley. We have a couple students from Michigan State attending as well. So the vast majority of the audience are supply chain professionals that work in local businesses in West Michigan. And again, most of those businesses are headquartered in West Michigan, but definitely have a global reach. So the event will have a guest speaker, Francis Hogstein, the VP of Global Supply Chain from Hayworth, and it will have a panel discussion led by other industry leaders talking about leadership topics, focusing on the next generation of leaders, women in leadership as it relates to the supply chain profession.
Give me the details of exactly the time and where it's to be held.
Registration will be at 7:30 in the morning with a complimentary breakfast. The event is free. The event will be held downtown at GVSU's campus at the Richard M. DeVos Loosemore Auditorium, Building 6E, and it will go through about 9:30 in the morning. So we'll have our keynote speaker again from Hayworth. We'll have our panel discussion, and then all of the participants will have a chance to network and meet each other post the event.
Yes. A power breakfast of sorts. Jadeep, more on how the topics benefit the sponsor companies, your students, and more?
Yeah, I think one of the things we want to focus on our students and we want to encourage is the women in supply chain piece, you know, and where there is a need for more women engagement in supply chain, and that was one of the reasons our sponsors got very excited about this event. So we want to not only look at women in supply chain, we have some great panelists and speakers who are representation of that community, but also show our students, you know, the future of supply chain, what is the leadership qualities, what do they need to know to be successful in the field. And so these are some of our, you know, reasoning behind it.
Well, both of you will be there, as will hopefully the auditorium to be full. Thanks for this conversation when it comes to the supply chain and the event on the 17th. One more time, details, Mike.
February 17th at Grand Valley State University's downtown Richard M. DeVos Auditorium. Registration at 7:30 a.m. and the event will go from 8 to 9:30 a.m., a complimentary event. Thank you to our sponsors for that.
Mike Joseph, Director of Business Development. Jadeep Matwani, Chair of the Management Department at Grand Valley State University. Thanks to you, the experts, on behalf of Seidman College of Business. Bye.